This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been a lot of talk in high tech, Silicon Valley, really, about how that world is very white and very male, and how some of the biggest names in that industry, some of the biggest companies, are trying to change it. At Facebook, before new hires get a computer or a phone, they spend time with a woman named Maxine Williams. She was hired by Mark Zuckerberg a year and a half ago to be that company's global head of diversity, a job to which she brings a particular background. Williams grew up in Trinidad. She has been a teacher, a lawyer, a human rights activist, an actor, and a television show host. So when we sat down at Facebook's headquarters in Menlo Park yesterday, I started by asking her how she was first received at the company.
What I have found was a receptive environment, an environment where people here are very data-driven. So it's about what you bring to them. If you can sell them something that they are willing to buy, they're signed on. And once you make that argument, it becomes very clear to them that this is a logical thing, that yes, unless we do this right, we will not succeed in the way we want to succeed. And once you give it to them, we want success.
Explain, I guess, your concept of diversity in the workplace. It is this thing you have come to call cognitive diversity.
Yes. It's what happens when you boil all of the different characteristics down, when you get down to the why of it. Right. So what it looks like, yes, people from different buckets. But why is because we want to have as many different ways of seeing things, as approaching problems. And that's what you miss when you don't have enough diversity.
Give me the value proposition for a minute. And this is a very base question, but your boss or your boss's boss or however far up the chain Mark Zuckerberg is from you, he is responsible to his board and to his shareholders to maximize their value. When you have your, whatever it is, weekly meeting with him, and he says, so, Maxine, show me the money, what's your answer?
We're leaving talent on the table if we're not doing this, right? If we want the best people, which, I mean, it's not hard to make that a clear case that you want the best people, we're only dealing with a certain segment of the population right now. We are not seeing enough of the others who have been traditionally not represented here. It can't be that at, let's say, 16 to 18% women in tech, that we are getting all of the best people. So the value proposition is almost made, you know, these are smart people. It's not a very difficult leap to see that we're leaving stuff behind. We need to get more perspectives for the product that we deliver. So it will improve not just what we build, but then how we serve people, because we will understand people better.
You can work until you're blue in the face here, trying to get the staff as it exists today diverse. But if you look at the supply chain, if you will, of the engineers and the human resource managers and the community people, they are still in this line of work overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly male. So what are you going to do? I mean, that's a pretty big boulder to be pushing uphill.
It is very difficult. So I used to do a lot of improv.
And like theatrical improv?
Sure, improv okay. comedy for Got years it. And years. And the basic principle behind improv is yes and.
Yes and, right.
And I apply that to everything I do in diversity. Yes, we need more now and we need more then. So we don't just want to be in a situation where we're trading talent between us and our competitors, because that's what's happening now, right? Until you get more in the system, you're just trading. We have to get the message out there that we want them, and then maybe we'll get more of the market share now. But we also have to invest in pipeline programs. So we have people now whose whole job is to think about how we can contribute to developing the pool for the future.
We had Bob Johnson on the program a number of months ago, founder of Black Entertainment Television. And he puts forth and has for years this idea of the Rooney Rule, which I'm sure you're familiar with. You're smiling, yes. I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but it's that idea that the NFL now has to interview, owners have to interview minority candidates for head coaching and other senior jobs. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tout the Rooney Rule every opportunity I can get. What the Rooney Rule requires you to do is slow down. In tech, we're going fast, right? Yeah. Everything is so fast. So one of the things that I encourage people to do is to determine, is this really a job you have to fill now? If not, can we spend some more time looking? Because where the Rooney Rule is magic is that it focuses on sourcing. It focuses on the top of the funnel. So what you are allowed to do if you implement it is to keep your bar as high as it always has been. You never have to mess with your bar. All you're doing is seeing more candidates at the beginning of the process, so you can keep your process the same, but ensure that by the end of the process, you have had more options. Going too fast may mean that you take the easy route. You go to where you know that quality of talent exists, and you don't look beyond your own streetlight, as I say?
There's a non-monetary value to diversity.
Yes.
Right? It's not just about leaving, you know, the best talent on the table. It's the idea of somebody of color walking down the hall and seeing somebody who looks like them. Expound on that a little bit.
I remember I worked somewhere where it was in the days of Blackberries, and the black employees would all say that they would take out their Blackberries anytime they were in the hallway and start doing something on them, because they wanted to signal to people that they were professional employees and not the help,
yeah.
Right? Because there were so few of them who were in the professional capacity that they wanted to signal things to majority people, but then to each other, right? There is a ridiculous amount of value in having more people who look like you, because now this place starts to belong to you. You see yourself in the fabric of it. You are now a protagonist in this story. And we all want to be protagonists in our story. So it becomes our story when there are more of us.
Maxine Williams, thanks very much.
Thank you.